Good morning. It's July 3rd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's topic is charging. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. I'm always surprised at the number of patients who have a smartphone, but it's dead or nearly dead. I know because they open it to make a note, show me a picture of their kids, exchange contacts or whatever, and then venting their frustration, note audibly that their stupid phone is dead or almost dead. This came to mind because one of the most essential items that my wife and I always bring on a trip is the car charger for our phones. Most cars nowadays actually have a USB port, so no adapter and no Apple block is even necessary. We also have portable chargers, good for several full charges, which we use on long flights. But most days, I am simply commuting to and from the hospital. I plug the phone into the charger even before I turn the car on as part of a routine. The 20-minute ride is usually adequate to completely charge my phone. But while my iPhone is charging and attached to the car via Bluetooth, it is the conduit for the Daily Audio Bible, or DAB, podcast, which I've mentioned elsewhere. What struck me tonight as interesting is that my phone is charged twice per day, and very rarely do I find myself in a circumstance where it has lost power. So am I, because I use it on the same commute in which it is charging to listen to DAB every single day. As Brian Harden is wont to say frequently, thousands of us gather every day around the global campfire to soak up God's Word. Just as my phone is recharged in the car, my strength to face another day of other people's problems, added to my own, is recharged as well. People drink protein shakes, kale shakes, they eat raw eggs, they do all manner of things to recharge their physical health in the mornings. Why would anyone think that your spiritual self needs nothing? Why would anyone think that neglecting your emotional and spiritual health would be any less damaging than neglecting your physical health? If you just get into the habit of listening or reading the scriptures every day, even if only for 10 minutes, I guarantee you will find yourself gaining strength emotionally every day. Once you discover that both testaments of the Bible are really one continuous revelation of God's love for us, of His constant care for us, of His plan for us, of His equipping us, of His forgiveness of us, of His salvation offered to us, well then, it's very hard to feel unworthy. In fact, you'll simply feel completely recharged. And the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. 1 Peter 5:10. Dear Heavenly Father, it's so easy for us to become weary and discouraged with our daily responsibilities and intermittent downfalls. Teach us that Your teachings are worthwhile and the key to peace, joy, and strength on a daily basis. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.